This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to our number two of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast this weekend live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America, like Las Vegas, Nevada. AM 1060, FM 100.1, KKVV, where Maria from Germany is now there with her family on vacation. And she just texted me a message, told me she was there. And Maria, if you're listening, I gave you the frequency to listen to me on AM 1060 and FM 100.1 in Las Vegas, Nevada, KKVV. So if you hear me, give us a call, if you can do that, on a phone to 877-969-8600. We'd love to talk to you. But anyway, a special shout goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And also, we want to give a shout-out to everybody working the third watch right now. Now, the people working on the third watch include the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, and those Uber, Lyft, taxi drivers, and the bus drivers. And we want to thank them all for the job they do. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. And if you're a professor emeritus like Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana is, you might be on the phone line right now. Isn't that right, Mr. Dan?
That's right. I love your show, and I'm on a Friday night. So I listened to you and Kyle talk about the Democrat candidates. One of the things up here, I see that two of Obama's former aides, his campaign manager, David Axelrod, and the former mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, they're both almost sound Republican when they're talking now. That the sideshow four are a detriment to the Democrats. They've got to get a sense of reality, try to get some fiscal mind to them. Don't spend more than what we're taking in. And it's just amazing how they have kind of come around to be like the conservative heart of the Democrat Party.
Well, what do you think, Dan, about the fact that this campaign, let's see, he was a campaign manager, then he became AOC's chief of staff, was pretty much forced out by the Democratic caucus because of the fact that he's involved in some illegal, shady activities when it comes to campaign funds?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think he's fallen on the sword for the team. I think he's going to try to save AOC. I think she knew what was going on. At least that's my belief. I think she took part in it. I think she's naive. I think to a certain extent, she's really immature to be there. I mean, she's almost 30 or 30, but let's face it, she has the mentality of a 15-year-old. And I think that's what it is. You know, he'll take the blame. He'll take the fall. He'll take one for the team, and then they're going to move on. They're going to try to sweep this under as quickly as they can because they don't want their own scandal in their party.
Okay, so what I want you to do right now is to kind of handicap the presidential race. I say after this past week with the two nights of debates, we're looking at Bernie Sanders, we're looking at Elizabeth Warren, we're still looking at Joe Biden, and more than likely Kamala Harris.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I'm a Republican, but I'll cap it. If it was a Biden-Harris ticket, it's going to be hard to beat. very hard to beat. I wish Donald Trump for a running mate. I like Mike Pence, but let me ask another Republican. If his running mate was Donald Pence or Nikki Haley, who would you pick, and why would you pick him? I think it's time for the Republican Party to spread their wings and bring some other people into the tent instead of talking about it. I think that's going to be their handicap. You're going to have two white guys. And I think you bring Harris in, the thing to keep the African-American vote down, to keep them bored out of their mind. You don't want Harris on the ticket. I still think it's going to be a close race. You know, they are raising money. The last couple of elections have showed that you don't have to raise the most money to win. I mean, Donald Trump proved that. Hillary outspent him 2-1, and he still won it. So I think that right now this is going to be an identity politics election. I think all the issues are left-wing. You're going to hear about global warming. You're going to hear about inequality. You're going to hear about the financial crisis of 2008. You're going to hear of health care. They are defining the issues in this election, which is kind of strange because you would think the incumbent president would be defining it, and I don't think he's going to be able to do it. I kind of worry about his foreign policy agenda. As we have just heard, South Korea and Japan are into it. Why are they into it? Because there's subtle economic differences between the two. President Moon of South Korea can't be trusted. You know, he's a secret Kim worshiper. I think that the trade war between the United States and China right now is a stalemate. Look what China is doing. They've got other substitutes for U.S. imports. You know, for instance, agriculture products are going to other countries, especially our friends to the north, Canada, are benefiting a lot from our the tariffs the Japanese have imposed on us, but have lessened on Canada. So when it comes to things like soybeans and cherries and apples and wheat, Canada is really makes hand over fist with China right now, and we're kind of stuck on the sidelines. So the issues are going to be defined by the Democrats. Make no mistake about it. Right now, they look about as smart as the Republicans did 4 years ago.
All right, we're coming up on the break. Here comes the music. I want to thank you very much. I look forward to talking to you next week, my friend.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
All righty, that's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. He brings a lot of common sense. He is our professor emeritus, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my good friends Pete and Seth Talbot, father and son operators of Relief Factor. Now, they are up in Seattle, Washington, and the way that I got involved with this was because they heard my show. They were coming back from an overseas trip. They listened to the local radio up there, heard my show on the all-night radio dial in Seattle on Mega Talk Radio, AM 920, AM 1400. Hello, Seattle. Hello, Bremerton. Hello, Spokane. And, or Tacoma, rather. And they were listening to me, and they liked what they heard, so they told me, and by the way, I was a customer of theirs. I use Relief Factor, and I have now for about 3 years, and they said, well, we'd like to set you up and have you represent us on the radio overnight because we don't have anybody doing it overnight. So I'm it. And as a result, I've been telling people about my story. Now, my story is I've been struggling with severe nagging pain for years because I've been, I've been burned, blown up, buried alive, broken bones, been crushed. A whole bunch of stuff shot, stabbed as well, through both the military and, fire service. But, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I've had that happen. I've been injured in the line of duty a number of times. But the thing of it is when you get older, it develops into arthritis, especially fractures. And boy, did I start to have problems. So, the doctor put me on Mobic and Flexerol. I was on it for about 10 years, and I said, no. Had it. Got side effects going on here. I got to get rid of this because I need to be in control of myself, and I can't be wobbling around or getting a little dizzy and this, that, and the other and all that stuff because of that crap. So I said, well, what's the strongest prescription stuff I can take. And they said, probably leave. And I said, okay, how should I take it to make it work? And they said, well, try 4 a day first, see if that'll work. If it won't, don't take more than 6, 2 in the morning for breakfast, 2 for lunch, 2 for supper. Well, I wound up taking 6, and it still didn't quite cut it. It just kind of dulled things. That's all it did. So when I heard the Relief Factor commercial, my buddy Mike Gallagher was doing one, I said, boy, I'm going to try it. $19.95, 3 week quick start. If it works, it works. And like the commercial says when you hear it, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, you're only out $20. So guess what? I tried it and never looked back, and I use it twice a day now religiously. There are some days when it's really damp outside or when it gets cold in the wintertime where I have to take it a third time. But when you start with the Relief Factor for the $19.95 3 week quick start, follow the instructions. Take it exactly the way it says to take it. And then see what happens. Now, you're going to be put on automated billing. So what's going to happen is if you don't tell them you don't want the first month's shipment, it's going to show up 3 weeks later, and away you go. But in my case, it works. I don't think anything about it. By the way, it is a deduction for those of you that don't have insurance that would cover something like that because it is all natural. It is a deduction because it's considered to be vitamins, natural supplements. So you can write it off your income. A lot of people don't know that, and I told somebody that the other day. So there you go. But anyway, Relief Factor. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. All right. I've got a audio here, and it's Ben Carson talking about Baltimore. He was on Fox and Friends yesterday, and they started talking about the mess in Baltimore. And, boy, there's a mess there. Everybody's seen it. Everybody knows about it. So here we go. Let's hear the good doctor.
And it is Dr. Ben Carson. He's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development for the Trump administration. You saw the negativity and anger last weekend, and you're trying to make it into something good from here on in. Dr. Carson, where do we go from here with the scrutiny on Baltimore? How do we make this whole situation better?
Well, the first thing we have to do is acknowledge that it's a problem. Everybody needs to acknowledge that. And, you know, we've gotten to a situation in our country now where when you hold people responsible, you know, they don't like it. They call you a racist. You know, it kind of reminds you of if you have children, you're raising them and you have one that chronically doesn't carry out their chores, do their responsible thing, and you call them out for it and they say, you like him better than you like me. Basically the same kind of thing that's going on here. And instead of doing that, you know, people need to be willing to work together. When I was in Baltimore a couple of days ago, and just looking at a lot of the squalor there, and there are good things there too, I must point that out, but you know, the people are the ones who are suffering when we have squalor there. And I saw so many young men sitting on porches, able-bodied young men. And I'm looking for a way now. We're going to be talking about this in Washington. How can we get those young men employed in terms of cleaning up the neighborhoods, in terms of, you know, helping to repair some of the structures, gaining some skills that will allow them to move up the economic ladder?
Now, I get it. I understand it. I've been to Baltimore. I told you about my trip on a baseball to go watch the Rays play up there 3 years ago. Bus driver made the wrong turn. We wound up in downtown Baltimore, and it was a freaking disgusting mess everywhere you looked. Now, that being said, let's move on to something else. Mike Pence was at the rally the other night in Cincinnati. He talked about the Democrats, and he talked about them pushing the open borders and, of course, socialism. It's all part of one and the same, if you understand Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. And, oh, by the way, program announcement starting next week on Tuesday, Tuesday morning at the 5:30, hour number 4, 5:30, we're going to have the author, Kathy Chamberlain, Rules for Deplorables. We're going to have her as a regular contributor to the show. We're going to do a series, the 13 Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. We're going to explain that to you, and we're going to go right down the list for 13 weeks, week by week, and tell you what they're doing, how they're doing it, and what we need to do to fight back. You're going to love it. All right, here we go. Mike Pence.
But seriously, today's Democratic Party is dominated by left-wing liberals who want higher taxes, open borders, and free health care for illegal immigrants. And maybe worst of all, today leading Democrats openly advocate socialism, an economic system that has impoverished millions. You know, but the people of Ohio know. It was freedom, not socialism, that made America the strongest and most prosperous nation in the history of the world. It was freedom, not socialism, that ended slavery, won two world wars, and made America a beacon of hope for all mankind.
Now, I like Mike Pence. I think he's a very good vice president. I think he served this president very well. You heard Dan talking about Mike Pence versus Nikki Haley. Who would you put on the ticket? First of all, I'm not sure about Nikki Haley. Now, she was good as a United Nations ambassador, but I'm not sure about her because, to begin with, she wasn't all in for Donald Trump. I remember that when Trump came to South Carolina. I believe at the time she was supporting another candidate. And I wonder about that sometimes. You know, could she be a vice president? Sure. Could they change the status quo? Sure. If it was Biden and Harris against the two guys, the two white men, maybe you might want to bring in Nikki Haley. We'll see. But here is this disgusting, disgusting Morning Joe Scarborough talking about what he sees in our president, Donald Trump. And this guy, why anybody watches him, I have no idea.
You know, there were a lot of protests. Trump was sort of walking across the stage, sniffing, you know how he does, breathing it all in. Really, he had this thing down that he's actually amping up his on-stage performances. He actually reminded me, you see the Austin Powers movies?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the Austin Powers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He sort of reminded me at times like a fat bastard. At times he was like looking at the audience.
the character.
Yeah. It's a character.
Yeah.
It's a character in Austin Powers. And he's sniffing and he's looking around. He's like, thank you. I thought he was going to say, get into my stomach at one point. He just is really starting to take on this role of dear leader. And you can see it last night more than usual. He's amping it up. He's amping his audiences up. He's amping up his racial attacks. He's amping up the demagoguery.
You know something? The guy that's amping up all the racial stuff is the Democrats. And Joe, Morning Joe Scarborough. They're the ones doing it. Think about it while we take a break. I'll be right back with my first military and veterans news segment here on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The president has decided not to name GOP Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe to replace Dan Coats as director of national intelligence. Trump tells reporters he wants to spare Ratcliffe a nasty confirmation battle.
I was reading the press, and I could see that the press was treating him, I thought, very unfairly. He's an outstanding man.
Critics of the nomination have pointed to Ratcliffe's lack of experience in national security. China is threatening retaliation if President Trump goes ahead with a planned tariff hike on Chinese goods. Moody's Analytics economist Mark Zandi says he doesn't see how this will force China to renegotiate on tariffs.
Trade wars do damage. I don't think it's going to end up in a place where China is going to agree to anything that, of a substance. Now, you know, they may agree to some kind of face-saving arrangement just to get rid of this thing, and the president may do that because he has an election coming, but I don't think this is going to result in a substantive agreement with China.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One happens to be in Concord, Massachusetts. That is a suburb of Boston. And the other one is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I've got an idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. I know a lot of you guys and gals are in a dead-end, go-nowhere job with no chance for the future, a pay raise, or a promotion. Well, I got a solution for that. It's called the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other one's right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech, and I'm not kidding you, unlimited earning potential. You control the amount of money you make. It's just that simple. Because the airlines around the world, the military aircraft around the world, all need to have aviation maintenance techs. And it's a breed of cat, okay? This trade, it's a breed of individuals that are special because they keep all the aircraft flying, whether it's fixed wing, whether it's rotary, whether it's jets, whether it's gasoline driven, whether it's drones, they keep all the aircraft flying. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and tell them you want to take the tour. The number is 800-659-2080. Again, that number, 800-659-2080. Tell them you want to take the tour. National Aviation Academy, Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Again, naa.edu, 800-659-2080. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll get the white gloves treatment. I guarantee it. Now, in a sweeping series of measures, the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Richardson, dismissed all charges against a SEAL officer charged with covering up war crimes. It stopped the ongoing probe of another Special Operations Petty Officer and ordered a comprehensive investigation into the performance of Navy JAG leaders. Some of this has to do with the Eddie Gallagher trial, not all of it. The Air Force, after an alarming increase in suicide rates in the Air Force in 2009, Chief of Staff Dave Goldfein has ordered all wings to stand down for a day and focus on their resiliency and suicide prevention. They're getting serious about this. Now, the Trump administration is preparing to withdraw troops from Afghanistan. We're not sure exactly how many. I've heard 3,000, I've heard 4,000, I've heard 5,000, in exchange for concessions from the Taliban. Can we trust the Taliban? I think not. Now, this would include a ceasefire and a reunification of Al-Qaeda as part of an initial deal to end the nearly 18-year-old war. Now, you did hear me say a reunification, or oh, I'm sorry, renunciation of the, in other words, they'd renounce Al-Qaeda, the Taliban. Well, in Afghanistan, and we'll be talking about this with Denise Simon, you have the Taliban, you have Al-Qaeda, you have ISIS. The three big ones, they're all there. Now, the U.S. Senate sent the president a $2.7 trillion budget plan with roughly $45 billion more in military funding over 2 years, despite complaints from fiscal conservatives that the measure would raise the federal deficit. When they come back in September, they'll be doing the itemized accounting of numbers, money that'll be going to the military and whatnot. We'll see how that is. By the way, the landmark arms control treaty that President Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev signed over three decades ago is dead. And, of course, we'll kick off another global arms race. Those are the missiles that went between 310 and 3,400 miles. The U.S. is already talking about doing more testing, starting out in the Pacific soon. We'll see how that all plays out. Now, South Korea's military said that North Korea last night fired unidentified projectiles twice into the sea off its eastern coast in the third weapons test in a week. And again, I'll be talking about that with Denise Simon to find out what she knows. Now, funds for military pensions, Afghan security forces as well, are amongst those being diverted for the border wall, according to the Wall Street Journal. They're saying that the $6.1 billion in Defense Department funds that will be diverted to expand the barrier to the Mexican border will be taken out of programs ranging from funding of Afghan security forces to a retirement program for the U.S. military, as well as construction projects for military bases around the world. Don't know if that's the case. Might be a little scare tactics there coming from the Wall Street Journal, but we'll see what we can find out about it. By the way, President Donald Trump has not yet been given a short list of potential replacements for General John Hyten as commander of Strategic Command, that's STRATCOM. But well-plus guesses are starting to bubble to the surface, including, somewhat surprisingly, coming from Air Force officers about who might take over STRATCOM. Now, this is alarming. While suicide remains a rare event amongst U.S. troops, 325 active duty members died by suicide in 2018, the highest number since the Defense Department began collecting the data in 2001 and exceeding a record set in 2012. This has got to stop. You see something, say something. You see these guys in trouble, these young men and women, you got to say something. One of the clues was the loners always wanted to be alone, didn't want to be about anybody. That was one of the clues when I was in. Somebody might be having some problems. So think about that, you guys and girls that are listening. We got to slow this down. This is not right. Now, the Explosives Ordnance Disposal soldiers are now permitted to wear their EOD brassard full-time. They can wear their patch that they have, the Army EOD. It's a move that could help recruitment because it's a very prestigious and dangerous occupation. That, as an Explosives Ordnance Disposal expert, and we'll see how that all plays out. Now, 3 months after the Pentagon review came back with an all clear for Special Operation Command's ethics and professionalism training, the head of Naval Special Warfare Command declared in a memo that his sailors, or there may be a problem with the sailors, that something still is not right. Now, I don't know what that is. Certainly, they would know more than we do. At their end of the spectrum at Special Operations, but got to get this straightened around. By the way, confirmed Vice Admiral Michael Gilday is the next Chief of Naval Operations, unanimously, filling another Pentagon leadership vacancy before they extended summer legislative recess. Congratulations to the Admiral. He should do very well. And don't forget, Iran. Israel telling us that missiles have been moved into Iran that Israel is concerned about. And I would not be surprised if Israel doesn't do something, in the not-too-distant future, because they don't want missiles pointed at them, and that's exactly where they are right now, in Iraq. All righty, Captain's America Third Watch, rolling along. I'll be right back. Kathy's going to take you to break, and we're going to do our Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up next.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box of DMC. Now with a tricked out team he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
All right, there he is, Leland Martin, up there somewhere along the northern border of the United States with Canada. Might even be in Canada tonight, for all I know, up there with hauling that great big double-drop RGN stretch that he's got there with the oversized loads that he likes to haul. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, the Truckers and Highways and Byway Report, is being brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Pull on in there. Check them out. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Now, flash flood risks will continue over portions of the plains, and if you're in Hawaii and listening to us there in Pearl Harbor, lightning and lingering impacts, including gusty winds and some surges, tide surges, is still going to affect you as Eric moves away from Hawaii. But right behind Eric is Flossie. So keep your eyes out. You're not out of the woods yet. And additional showers and thunderstorms will bring a flash flood risk to the south central plains into Saturday and Saturday night. Also, rainfall will be around in the central part of the United States, to include Kansas, Oklahoma, parts of Missouri, parts of Arkansas, and elsewhere. High heat advisories, and I mean high heat advisories and excessive heat warnings, are in effect for much of the southwest U.S. Let's go there first, shall we? Now, Phoenix, west to Yuma. You've got temperatures today. It'll be 110, 115 actual temperatures. Let's go up to Kingman, Arizona. Let's go over to Las Vegas. Let's go over in the high desert, over towards Barstow, and on up I-15 into Nevada. Temperatures 110, 115. Actual temperatures today. Temperatures over there, Needles, 110, 115. Temperatures over towards the lower part, towards San Diego, before you get up over the top, down the other side there in the high mountaintop, will be 110, 115. Elsewhere in the lower deserts and around San Diego, temperatures in the 90s and high 90s near Los Angeles, so lots of warm weather out there today. Now, from Phoenix to Tucson, you've got a poor air quality alert, so be on the lookout for that, people that have got breathing problems. Now, in southeastern New Mexico, Midland, Texas, over towards the New Mexico line, down to Fort Stockton. You've got a high heat advisory and unsettled weather conditions today in Texas. Actual temperatures down there will be between 105 and 108. Right along that Mexican border, you'll have temperatures approaching 113 degrees right down there along the Mexican border, south of Fort Stockton. So if the illegals want to come in down there, they'll be sweltering hot trying to do it. Good luck. Now, up in Colorado, Denver East and Denver North and Denver South, you've got some poor air quality conditions there. You've got some scattered rain showers in South Dakota over towards the east central part of South Dakota. You've got some scattered rain in Nebraska over towards the eastern and central part of Nebraska. In the meantime, you've got rain, you've got flash flood, and you've got flood watch advisories down the eastern third of Kansas tonight, all the way down to the Oklahoma border. Now, if you're in Oklahoma City, north-south on I-35, up into Kansas, you're going to have some rain. You're going to have some flooding conditions in areas there. And if you're on I-44 going into Missouri, you're going to have rain over towards Springfield. Flash flood watches and warnings. Branson's got rain. Joplin's got rain. If you're on I-40 going east over to Arkansas, you'll have rain to about Fort Smith, Arkansas. Then you'll be out of it. In the meantime, South Central Arkansas has got flood warnings up down there right now because of all the rain they've had, so be aware of that. Now, you've got some poor air quality conditions in the central part of Indiana, south of Indianapolis, right there in the central part, up along Gary, Indiana, east towards Michigan, I-90, I-94, central Pennsylvania, US 15, that area up through there, Williamsport. You've got poor air quality conditions there. The mountains of South Carolina tonight, you've got poor air conditions there as well. And in Florida, again, South Florida, you have got rain tonight, and that rain is moving along like it has been the last couple of nights. It's been moving from the east to the west, and circular. There's a system that's down there, a low that's just been kind of stuck there all week long. There is a severe thunderstorm warning for Miami right now, as a line of storms once again has developed and is hitting Miami as we speak, so be careful. Now, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop by one. When you see them listed on the billboard, stop by one and tell them the captain sent you. And by the way, this time of the early morning or late night, you will get a free cup of coffee, compliments of Pilot or Flying J, just by telling them that you heard me talking about them. And by the way, those of you up there in Georgia, South Georgia, North Florida, listening to me, thank you very much. And we appreciate you guys having the radio show on there in the truck stop. All right, let's drift down over here. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning there, ma'am.
Good morning.
All righty. Well, we're going to be talking back and forth to our usual little thing we're going to do here. But what happened in North Korea? I understand they decided to fly a rocket again.
Yes, sir. They're still testing the same missiles, I guess is the best way to call them, that are able to – these are advanced short range, and they are the ones that are designed to evade all defense systems. So it's not a matter of shooting them off and they're not – you know, out of compliance with anything, it's a matter of what they are. And I don't think there's enough discussion on their these capabilities. Now, the bigger question, too, is where is China on this? Where is Iran on this? And where is Russia on this? So those are the two questions that I think that we ought to be learning some more about from the experts, but I haven't heard it yet.
Okay, now Flip is saying good morning to you, and we've also got, let's see here, who's this chiming in? Oh, Sandy in New York City is listening, saying good morning to you. She listens to us, to you quite a bit when we're having our segments. But here's the thing, that's not included in the agreement that we had, is that right, this missile?
Well, according to Trump, we're not in, he's not excited about them. You know, he's not worried about them. And technically, on the short range, he's right. But again, we've got some other major issues with them that I think that we need to have some a real learning curve on, or at least we need to be told because of what these particular missiles are capable of doing.
All righty, well. We're getting ready to take a break and go to the top of the hour news to come back with hour number three, and we'll have Denise for two segments. But this all is going to lead us up into the USA yesterday not re-upping with the missile deal that had been done years ago by Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev, and we're going to get into that right after this break, correct?
Okay, yes, sir.
All righty. And Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, she's hanging in there. And we will be right back with her right after the top of the hour news, hour number three coming up. Little CCR taking us to the top of the hour news. I'll be right back. Kathy, do your thing.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests, and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.